Welcome to the Presbycan Daily Devotional Podcast for Friday, May the 10th, 2024, entitled Endurance, written by Sharon Cook of Apache Junction, Arizona, USA. 3 weeks after my knee surgery, which I described in Blessings from Pain on April the 14th, I returned to the doctor, ready to be rid of the rigid leg brace. Its three metal bars dug into my leg, and I was sure that my skin must be shriveled and dry underneath. I sat in the examination room, happily thinking of my soon-to-come freedom. Unfortunately, it was not to be. I didn't know that I had also torn the tendon that goes over the patella or kneecap. It needs longer to heal. So I was to have 3 more weeks of that repulsive brace. But that wasn't all. After that, I'll wear a hinged brace for 3 more weeks. Counting the days that I wore a brace before surgery, that's more than 10 weeks of limited movement and depending on others. Depressing. As one of my friends said after I told him, "I understand. You've got places to go, people to see, and things to do, right?" James chapter 1, verses 2 to 4 in the New Living Translation read, "Dear brothers and sisters, when troubles of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow. For when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing." Ironically, when I opened my journal the next morning, I saw that my prayer on the day of the appointment was, "Lord, help me to consider troubles an opportunity for joy, so my endurance will grow." Notice that James said, "when troubles come," not "if they come." Sometimes we create them. And sometimes they come our way unsolicited, but they will come. They may be small, as when my car began to leak oil after I had just had it changed, or more life-changing, like my knee surgery. So what do we do? First, James says, consider it an opportunity for great joy. Evaluate the way that we look at trials. We can choose to respond with, "poor me," or we can choose to see what God has in it for us to grow. This is a daily struggle for me, but I'm getting better every day. James chapter 1, verse 5a reads, "If you need wisdom, ask our generous God, and he will give it to you." We can all grow in wisdom. Searching the Scriptures will reveal his will to us. He may also reveal it in other ways, through sermons, books by trusted authors, or wise words from friends. Psalm 34, verse 1 reads, "I will praise the Lord at all times. I will constantly speak his praises." I have a screenshot on my phone that states, "You can rewire your brain to be happy by simply recalling 3 things you are grateful for every day for 21 days. How much more so if we praise the Lord at all times and constantly? Let us pray. Lord, sometimes we'd much rather sit and wallow in our pain or problems. Help us instead to look at them as a way to grow, to ask you for wisdom, and to praise you, even if we don't feel like it. Amen.